Our God wants very much that we come to share the divine life of the Blessed Trinity with him. St. Paul states boldly in that second reading, you are in the Spirit, if only the Spirit of God dwells in you. But that takes a personal decision, and not all choose to be in the Spirit or share the divine life with God. These are personal choices. A couple of weeks ago, it was reported in the press that Pope Francis formally excommunicated the Mafia about 2 weeks ago. They excommunicated its leaders and any of those who support their activities, lay people or priests. Big step. Pope Francis took this one more step in his public opposition to the Mafia, speaking before tens of thousands of people in Calabria, the heart of the Mafia in Italy, their homeland. This past January in Calabria, Coco, a child of 3 years, was assassinated and burned alongside his grandfather in a macabre scene resulting from a settling of the accounts by the Mafia. The Pope said that the Mafia is the adoration of evil, the disdain of the common good. It must be confronted and separated from society. It claims our children, our young people, and the church must help. Pope Francis said, the mafiosos are not in communion with God. They are excommunicated. Now recall with me what we've talked about before, that only God is eternal. Nothing else is co-eternal with God. Everything is created. God is uncreated, eternal. Only God is eternal. And you cannot have eternal life except to be with God. Apart from God, it's unthinkable to expect eternal life because you can only have eternal life with God. Now, the Pope didn't initiate their excommunication. This is an important thing to understand. They chose their excommunication. The Pope merely declared officially that which he found to be true. He said the mafiosos are not in communion with God. This action by the Pope takes its fundamental position from the gospel we heard last Sunday when Jesus told Simon, you are Peter, or rock, and upon this rock I will build my church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. It's been that way for 2,000 years, hasn't it? Jesus continued, he says, I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. That's the authority that Jesus gave to the church. And Matthew teaches that Jesus gave to the church authority over evil and forgiveness of sin, binding and loosing. The mafiosos are bound by the words of Pope Francis. They are not in communion with God. St. Paul, in that second reading, declared, for if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit You put to death the deeds of the body and you will live. That's what our sacramental life is all about, beginning with baptism. Now, it's important to remember and say out loud once in a while what I'm about to say. There's evil all around us. People come and comment to me about evil all the time. And once in a while, a person presents himself to me saying that they have detected evil here in the church. I said, well, it's as if they're trying to shock me. And I'm just saying, well, why is that so strange? Of course they're here. The demons hate us. But you don't have to read much Bible to realize that the devil hates us. We are the antithesis of what the devil and the demons want. So of course they're here. And they try to make us fall to their power. The only power they can get is the power we give them by our consent. But I continue telling them, I don't have any fear of these evil spirits, and neither should you. And I tell you, don't pay attention to them. Those spirits are real, and they're here. But what can they do? What can they do to a person who doesn't miss Mass? Who receives Holy Communion every chance they get? And confesses regularly, as taught by the Church, we're safe. Jesus' words, whoever eats my body and drinks my blood has eternal life in him. We're safe. We follow the promises of Jesus that if you eat his body and drink his blood, you will have that eternal life in you. And that is precisely why the evil spirits struggle so hard to destroy us. The only power they ever had was death, and we've defeated that. However, those spirits are incapable. They are useless to our faith. They can't do anything to us. And that's why Jesus tells his disciples and us over and over again, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Unless you cease to practice our faith and move away from God, there's no reason to be afraid. We become invulnerable. It was Paul who said, O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? He mocked death, and so should we. Jesus tells us in today's gospel, come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves. For my yoke is easy, and my burden light. This is not hard. How do we come to him? Don't miss Mass. Receive Holy Communion every chance you get. Go to frequent confession. It's that simple. That's an easy yoke. And we fall off the bicycle for once in a while. The church doesn't have perfect people. We're not perfect by coming to Mass and receiving Holy Communion. We're saved. Frankly, I'd rather be saved. That's why Jesus gave us confession, so that we can become restored back to the state of our baptism when we fall off the bicycle. Now I want to speak a little deeply, more deeply with you about confession. Just as with the Mafia and Pope Francis in his observations, it's really easy
really easy to see a great difference between a person who goes to confession regularly and a person who doesn't. It's real easy for a priest. So what's the difference? What makes it so easy to tell the difference between that, those two groups? People who don't go to frequent confession, they go less than once a year, as the church teaches, they lose their sensitivity to sin and they begin to focus on other things that aren't nearly as important. They lose their sense of sin. And these people really don't know themselves very well. It's amazing to watch. They make a lot of excuses for their behavior, and they talk a whole lot about other things that are more important. They lose control over evil because they lost their sense of it. They can't see it. They can't sense it. They don't spend any time examining it. And that's what happens to people like the mafiosos. They've withdrawn from that sense of sin. That's what the Pope was talking about. I want to take you on a imaginary trip. Come with me. You know I like to use the imagination. If I can engage your imagination, you'll see what I'm talking about. Let's imagine that you stop today bathing for more than a year. Just imagine with me what it would be like. Now, every day you get out of bed, but you do not bathe at all. You don't brush your teeth. And every day you put on yesterday's clothes, even the same underwear and the same socks. Are you imagining with me? Come with me on this one. It's not dirty. It's in your imagination. At first, it may be difficult. And after a few days, you become gradually more accustomed to the smells, maybe a little discomfort, but gradually you become used to it. It becomes second nature, it becomes habit. And you lose your sensitivity to the smells and the filth. And at some point, you stop changing your bed sheets. Why would you change your bed sheets? It's not important anymore. And also you lose your ability to recognize or detect the smells and odor and filth and dirtiness in other people who are dirty and unbathed. You lose the ability to see yourself, to know yourself, because you can't really sense yourself anymore. You've lost that sensitivity. Are you still with me? Well, it's the same thing with sin. It's exactly the same thing with sin and evil. If you don't examine yourself regularly, see yourself clearly, and confess your sins, you lose perspective. You lose your sensitivity to sin and evil. And you drift away from yourself, and you drift away from God. People who confess regularly, on the other hand, who don't miss Mass and receive Holy Communion regularly, and they know themselves much, much better than those who don't. It's a difference that's easy to see. It's that clear. They learn better self-control because of their habits. It is so easy to observe. They're not better than anyone else, and they're not perfect, certainly. We know that. But they're saved. Wow, what an amazing phenomena. That's the promise of Jesus. Listen to it in all the sacraments. Saved. They may be struggling. They may live with less fear and superstition. They learn with practice to focus on the right things, to know their sins. And they ask for forgiveness. That changes you. Earlier in the spring, there was a photograph of Pope Francis. For some reason or other, he was walking across the floor of St. Peter's Cathedral, Basilica in Rome. And if you've ever been to Rome and St. Peter's, you know there are a number of different confessionals, dozens of them, all scattered all over the church. and a little sign out front saying what language they're receiving communion, they're receiving confessions in. So there'll be Italian, Spanish, German, Portuguese, you name it. The languages are there and the hours that they're available. And he just, walking across the floor with some entourage, just popped over to one and knelt down in front of the confessional and started confessing. Well, everybody stepped back. The photographers respected him and stood back, but they have this picture, and it was in the newspapers and magazines and on the internet of Pope Francis confessing. It's said that he goes to confession about every 2 weeks. That's his example. So you have to assume he knows himself and he knows sin. He excommunicated the mafia.